This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This college basketball picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet 100, get 100 at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by SGPN's Big Game Squares Contest. $1,000 prize pool and completely free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/squares to enter today. We're also brought to you by SGPN's Big Game Bingo. $57 SGPN gift card for every bingo hit, exclusively on the SGPN app. And if you're going to be out in Arizona for the big game, make sure to check out our live show at the Ainsworth Thursday, 11 a.m. Register today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/big game.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, second the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Crane?
I don't want to lump Colby in, but I'm pretty sore. I'm really sore over here. I don't know if it was the clearly I'm very focused on the NFL. We're almost to the finish line. Maybe it's some of that. What do they call it when the lactic acid building up in my legs towards the end of a long distance
marathon
race?
Well, if you're comparing it to what happens on a marathon, you shit yourself last episode, Ryan. Sorry. Joining us to talk.
Wow.
College best.
Have you shit yourself running a marathon before?
No, but I've heard.
Spinal.
I've heard about people who have done that. Join us here to talk college basketball, Colby Dant, aka Pick Dundee. What's happening, Colby?
Good eye, mate.
Good day, mate. Indeed. Hey, we got a chat is live and well. YouTube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Getting in on the chat. Patrick Fisher making some big game jokes about the Bills and the Giants squaring off in the playoffs. Easy. Love Easy. Shout out to Easy. Moneyline Mac here talking about the loaded college basketball slate. Don Play, PLA. Hey, what's happening, guys? Would y'all take Kent State money line today, Colby?
Yep.
Well, we don't even say hello. How you doing?
Did you pull the clips I told you to pull, by the way?
I did not. We'll save that. Don't worry. We'll save that.
We got a full slate here. 12 games of college basketball.
Oh, well, we got some bad news, Sean.
What's up?
I greenlit a 13th game. The slate is so good.
No, you didn't.
Is this the best college basketball slate of the season?
We're doing 12.
Yes,
we'll eliminate one of these games.
We're gonna have to eliminate one.
You might want to start in Blacksburg.
Hopefully, it's not
Commonwealth Cup.
Hopefully, it's not your team that gets eliminated by Sean, the obvious heel of the college basketball show. All right,
Gonzaga, St. Mary's. We don't need it.
Wow,
that's the best game on the whole slate. Besides, I guess get the rivalries. But
hate.
No hating here. You know what I don't hate? WynnBET. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/WynnBET. And hey, they're hooking us up with a live show in Phoenix for the big game. If you're in Phoenix, come on out. If you're not, you'll be able to watch live over on YouTube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Bunch of big casts, big surprises all coming up. And of course, head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. Bet big, win bigger. Get loaded up for the big game. Spin that parlay wheel. So many ways to win. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older. Present in the state where play through WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
I'm still put back by the grape nuts comment a week ago by
that Ryan likes grape nuts
as a child. Not now. I feel
so really sad childhood. Mom, can I have some grape nuts? I'll be good. No, little Ryan, go to your, if you don't clean your room, no grape nuts for you.
I'm glad did you open
like your magic Christmas morning coming down. You open up the stocking. There's like travel size
little
boxes of grape nuts.
You can't open your presents until you finish your grape nuts.
Now, if you're good, Santa gives you all the fiber you need.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, okay. So now it's 2023. You're not supposed to make fun of people's abusive childhoods. might trigger something. No, I absolutely would love. They don't actually make the travel size
really? Of
grape nuts. Unfortunately, thanks for bringing it up. Sensitive subject. The mainstream is just haters of fiber. They don't want people to know what it feels like to get enough fiber in their life. All right, are we ready to talk college basketball now that you guys are done being bullies?
Yes, okay. You're getting cyber bullied, Ryan. No,
it's not cyber bullying. You're within touching distance.
I'll take Josh Allen's flakes over you grape nuts any days.
Josh's jacks.
Yeah,
you want
whatever the fuck.
Those things are going to age poorly when he's out of the league in a couple of years because Brian Daboll left.
Wow,
left him high and dry.
Ryan, save these scorching takes for.
Sorry,
and we will officially start our props podcast for Super Bowl 57 Sunday night. Going to be doing the exotic props. Then we're going to start the Chiefs props, Eagles props, final predictions. We're going to get you covered for the big game, Super Bowl 57. And there's rumors that we will be doing a live Sim Bowl. That's right. Not the Super Bowl, Sim Bowl, a simulated
Like
Super
an equal
Bowl.
Sign.
And don't worry, Chris Sims and Phil Sims will not be affiliated.
No, because Chris Sims, you incredibly bad ticks.
Phil Sims, he played football well enough to win a Super Bowl. That same team also won with Jeff Hostetler, so worth noting.
Phil Sims.
That being said, the worst act of nepotism in media period is Chris Sims. Close second, Jack Collinsworth. JAK.
Phil Sims pretty high on my list.
No. I'm saying his son. I'm saying that Chris Sims has no business being in media. It's just not. I mean, remember him in the NFL?
Can we have
he deserved less to be in media than the NFL.
I would love a no quarterbacks in the media.
Well, that's never going to happen.
That'd be fantastic.
That's
right?
Never going to happen.
Colby,
who wants to hear
Colby
a quarterback
like kind
talk?
Of agrees with your take because it's like, oh, yeah, I hate him, but I hate everyone. So,
yeah. All right.
Just give me some other positions. I don't need to hear all these shitty quarterbacks talk about football. You know what I mean?
Jim?
All right. It's going to be extra lit down in Castle Coliseum. Where we do have a system, right? When the Hokies are laying a lot of points, we go the other way. Sean stupidly took that trend last time with Syracuse versus the Hokies. Now my Hokies are hosting the Wahoos, which people still
wait. No, last time I took Miami minus 3.5.
No, I was skipping that one.
Oh, okay.
That's not a home game.
Okay,
because you're not paying attention to the trend. The trend is not a road situation. You did mention it was look ahead spot to this game. So I'm curious if you're on the Hokies today, but Virginia, really good Hokies. Well, must win game. Is this a must win game?
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's getting to that point. I would say it's pretty high up there on the, you know, you get this, things are looking good for making the NCAA tournament. You were right there with Miami, and then Nigel Pack just went off in the final 2 minutes.
UVA plays a clean game first in assist to turnover ratio. They did beat VT earlier in the season, 78-68. That's crazy. Especially they won by 10, including there was a VT shot 13. UVA only shot 2 free throws. 7 straight wins for UVA. But to your point, Virginia Tech is a different team at home. 10-2 at home.
And is Hunter Couture playing, Colby?
Yes.
Okay. They tend to win more games than they lose when they got Hunter.
It's a great nugget from the research team. Hokies are 6-8 when they don't shoot 51%. UVA has only allowed 2 teams to do it so far, Syracuse being one of them.
And that might have been on the road. I feel like if you're going to get UVA, you got to get them on the road. I think that's how Pitt got them. Gimme the Hokies and Mike Young at home. This place will be rocking.
I was going to ask, will it be lit at noon in Castle Coliseum?
Of course.
Yeah. You can feel the rattle in Castle Coliseum. It's an old building. Has character.
Personality, you know?
Obviously, I'm taking the Hokies. I mean, it's to be a Hokie fan right now and have to deal with Virginia fans actually chirping. I mean, Colby can speak to this, but Virginia fans embody everything that's wrong with like an Ivy League fan, everything that's wrong with an SEC fan, and everything that's wrong with the wine and cheese crowd at the Rose Bowl.
Oh,
all put together. Yes.
They're like the West. That's like the West Coast.
Is it Patty C a big UVA guy?
Yeah.
He is, but although he's a JMU guy. He just grew up
like He doesn't strike me as like a wine and cheese.
He doesn't look
Ivy
like
League
a,
crowd.
He doesn't look like a UVA fan, if you know what I mean.
No, he roots for Virginia and Virginia Tech.
UVA fan would wear a polo shirt that fit him. Would certainly be in shape from rowing. Maybe doing a little cross country skiing in the winter time.
NC Nick had a great. He went to Charlottesville for a basketball game last year, and he's like, "You try to go to a bar, you can't even find a fucking sports bar. Every bar sucks. You can't even find the TV to watch the other games.
More books.
All you can find are tiki torches.
Yeah, I mean,
even those are sold out.
They have some hobbies up there.
I'm taking Virginia Tech. I'm with you
guys.
We got Discord.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I said it was a look ahead spot last week, and now I'm on them. They were looking ahead to this home game against Virginia. Good revenge spot. They're a completely different team at home,
and they're in a spot. They're in the more desperate spot. So I think UVA
can afford to lose this game. I don't know if Virginia Tech can.
It is a rivalry. I don't think they're going to be affording. They won't be looking at it as a game they want to drop. So I do think we're going to get focused UVA, unfortunately, because they're good when they're focused. All right, next up, another 9 a.m. tip here.
First pick for the Discord.
It's annoying because it does feel like the Discord coming off a little bit of a heater, 2-0, which really pisses me off. How do we continue to let this happen, guys? We need to make sure we agree on the good picks more often and not the bad picks. Kansas laying a point here, 9 a.m. tip on the West Coast. We're heading to Ames, Iowa, against Iowa State. This certainly seems like the kind of situational spot where if I was blindly just saying which team am I taking, it's obviously Iowa State is the dog. But Kansas seems like they figured some shit out. And I don't know if I want to get in the way of a Kansas team that's figured some shit out.
The problem is this is just such a
clear situation.
Potential letdown spot after, you know, pulling away from Kansas State
and Kentucky.
Yeah, and Kentucky. This just feels like a big letdown spot for them. And Iowa State hung with them last time, almost beat them 62-60, lost in Kansas. Very close game. Iowa State turns number one in the nation in creating turnovers.
But you're seeing,
and they rebound really good at home compared to on the road.
You're just seeing freshman Grady Dick mature in front of our own eyes. I screwed that
long.
I was trying to make a dick joke. I do think, I mean, Kansas, the last two games has been a good, this is a tough spot. I don't know. Like I said, Kansas is the clear situation, or Iowa State's the clear situational spot, but I kind of like the way Kansas is playing right now.
I'm on the clones. I think, you know, coming off those two wins, Kansas is just bound to lose one of these ones. They get away from Iowa State's a lot better than Kentucky. So
this is also,
I'm taking Iowa State. Iowa State is a home dog. And this is, I'm assuming it's not a 9 a.m. tip off.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Well, over there, it won't be 9 a.m.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah. So it'll be 11.
Yeah. So give me the Cyclones, man. This crowd's always bonkers.
It is early though, because typically games would start at noon.
No, I was
I'll be doing Jaeger bombs in the parking lot.
I do enjoy the little bit of time zone talk we just had. That was good.
For some reason, I was thinking Idaho and a similar time zone.
Well, that would have been fun. That would be really early.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Which, by the way, small conferences should start looking into that.
Play it, yeah.
Get some early games going. We saw this in weekday stuff, but why not do it on the weekend too?
Kramer, what are you doing?
Oh, I like I said, I'm a situational guy. Iowa State's the play. I do think Kansas is playing some good ball, and I'm not sure I really want to bet go against them. But you have to here. Michigan State, Rutgers. We're heading to Madison's. This is a neutral site.
MSG, man.
Really? Okay.
MSG. So they're not.
Why are? Is it? Did who lost the home game? Rutgers or Michigan State?
Rutgers.
Oh my goodness.
Tough. You go from the rack where you're dominant. I know. Now you're going to MSG, and that is why I think we should all take Michigan State.
Well, the line's 3.5. I mean, this is horrendous. Do you think the average person is aware of what's going on here?
No. I think they're thinking it's at the rack.
I think so too.
They have no idea, and then
it does say neutral very clearly.
Michigan State did. They won the last matchup 70-57. They got out rebounded by Rutgers. Rutgers only shot 2 of 17 from three, which you would think, hey, maybe that, you know, that feels like a bit of an outlier, but because Rutgers does have a good. Well, they have a good defense, but you would think they would maybe in this matchup rebound a little bit better, maybe hit some more threes. But, you know, I don't know, man. Michigan State's a tough out, and they're getting 6 days rest.
Yeah, and I feel like away from the rack, Rutgers is not the same team. Give me Sparty plus the points here. I like their guard play.
Michigan State has kind of owned them too, 12-2 all time versus Rutgers.
Yeah, this is tricky. Because it does seem like the play is Michigan State, but Rutgers is a good team. I mean, is Michigan State a good team this
year?
Yes, are they?
I think it's actually like one of the better Izzo teams in the past couple of years.
What happened against Purdue?
They play. I mean, they're number one in the nation.
Is that just purely like they just don't match up again? They're like a smaller version of Purdue.
I mean, Purdue's really good this year so far. I mean, I'm sure we'll collapse in the tournament. Dude,
they're top of the list of teams we're going to bet against in the second round of March Madness against an eight or a nine seed. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Purdue is a classic team to fade in the tourney late.
Like a team, yeah. Just some team's going to come in with athletic guard play. You know what?
Rutgers defense is really good. Second in the nation.
Fuck, I don't care that it's not at the rack.
Oh, see the Jersey guy.
Go with the
school he really wanted to get into, Sean.
I did get into Rutgers. Thank you. I chose to not go there because I wanted to go check out the South and the great views, which we didn't have in the Northeast because we have a lot of certain types of ladies, different types of ladies in the South. You understand? And a whole toothbrush border in between. Texas Tech. So now we're at 10 a.m. So this is what would that be? Noon local time. Texas Correct. Tech, Baylor, Waco, Texas. Well, Colby's the time czar today.
Yeah.
Baylor's laying 8. It's a big spread for the Big 12.
And Texas Tech showing signs of life. How about that win against Iowa State coming 23. Back from down 23 to get the dub?
That's tough because then I feel like that's got to gas you as a team, and then you're going on the road at Baylor. I mean, they were playing full court press for a big chunk of that game against Iowa State, but also Texas Tech 1-8 in the Big 12. They finally got their first Big 12 win.
They've won 2 in a row. Watch out, they're hot. They're hot now. They beat LSU in the SEC game.
Baylor at home though.
Yeah, Baylor's been playing really good, with the exception of the last time we saw them step on the hardwood.
Nah, but them at home right now.
But isn't this the perfect time to take
a bounce back against, like Sean said?
You're taking Baylor off a loss at home against a Texas Tech team that just got their first conference win. To me, that's like the perfect formula to take Baylor.
Give me the Bears. I'm with you. Win by 10.
Growl, Baylor Bears.
I saw Cocaine Bears, the billboard on the way into work.
Colby's gonna be camping the night before.
I kid you not.
The movies are back.
The fact that Colby was talking to us about this like 18 months ago, and not only is it something that's real, it's being marketed like a big time fucking movie.
As it should.
It's just blown my mind.
You want another Avatar? Or no, you want to see Cocaine Bear?
Avatar was entirely too long. I'm just shocked at all of this is real. When you were rambling about it, I thought for sure that this couldn't be real. Is the Discord getting a third pick this early?
I think so.
Oh my goodness. We're like playing hopscotch, holding hands, skipping down the sidewalk. 11 a.m. on the West Coast. We're at Knoxville, Tennessee, where we have a lot of cars going to be moving off the lot.
Returned to the scene of the crime.
As Auburn in Tennessee.
Bruce Pearl matchup here.
Oh, Tennessee. He's a little, are they going to recognize him in his new form? He's up to super heavyweight. He was fighting at like a light heavyweight when he was coaching Tennessee. Auburn catching 9 points here.
Tennessee 3-0 ATS after a loss. They just got beat by Florida. I mean, you could fade Auburn the other way. Auburn 6-10 against the spread after a win. Like, they just can't put it together back to back nights.
Also, Auburn questionable on the road this year. 4-3 Tennessee 10-1 at home. Give me the Vols.
We should start simplifying things for people. I think Baylor and Tennessee, you lay the points unless it's insane.
And Tennessee's great at home. 8-3 ATS is a home favorite. 10-1 straight up.
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what we were just saying. Like, I think you put Baylor in the same category. Like, I'm not really looking to take another team in this like trappy. Oh, that seems like a lot of points for Team X. Auburn, and because Auburn's also another team. They're just the home road splits of college basketball are super super big this year.
I'm worried at how many games I'm agreeing with Ryan.
Discord's got a lot of games.
Early. You know what? They should be forced to have to round robin parlay all of these together. I want to see all those bet slips. All right, another 11 a.m. tip on the West Coast. We're heading to Stillwater, Oklahoma State, TCU, the Cowboys -1.
Oh,
these purple frogs. There's Cowboys. This is Colby's dreamscape.
I mean, TCU's got Mike Miles out. That's huge. And that's why you have to take Oklahoma State. They complete, even though they're coming off of the Bedlam win, I just can't trust TCU without Miles. And I think Boynton and Oklahoma State are good, man. I think they're flying under the radar. They're the hungrier team right now, 'cause they need to make sure they get into the big dance. Give me the Cowboys at home -1.
TCU, a little bit of we were speaking a lot more highly of them a couple weeks ago. Fair to say.
Oh, Colby had them as the best team in the country.
I do.
I still think they're really good. I mean, look, they have injuries right now. Their best player is out.
What does that tell you? They're going to be a nice discounted team come March, right?
Yeah. I mean, I wonder how fast he'll return. 'Cause I think it's in question on is when he'll be back.
Is he going to be back this year?
They said so, but we don't know. Oh.
I'm actually going to go TCU here. They showed they were able to create some scoring against West Virginia. 4 scores with 15 points or more against West Virginia.
I'm with Colby.
Oh, nice.
Taking the Cowboys.
TCU 13-0 and scoring 75 points or more. Look out. Give me TCU. I like them rallying here.
Sean, you got to think about the rec team. What would happen when if you don't have your main guy there? You know, sometimes the games were a little shaky. Other teams covering a big number.
The line is telling you to take TCU.
Are you saying it's a trap? All the money's coming in on Oklahoma State. Yeah. For what it's worth.
You you may as well call you guys Tetris over there. All the squares, action you guys are putting together.
I like to consider myself more like one of those zigzag pieces. Pretty versatile. Illinois, Iowa, heading to Iowa City, Iowa, where Iowa is laying 2.5 points. Colby,
this is where it gets a little interesting here. This is where we bite with the dog. I think the Lion and I have been playing a little bit better ever since they got some of the problems off the roster.
I struggle to take
define those problems.
I struggle to take Illinois on the road as well.
It's true. I was really good at home, so there is that. But
will it be lit? We're now 11:30 a.m.
Colby, please explain the Orange Crush controversy surrounding this game. Did you see that?
I don't think I saw that.
Iowa, yeah. I guess, canceled Illinois' student season tickets.
Oh, I did see this. Yes.
What?
I guess they posed as a boys and girls club.
Yeah. So some of the Illini fans were trying to get in there. Bring the crew on the road there, get a little help that toxic environment with some Illini fans, and they got caught red-handed, and boom.
Like this.
Actually, now that I think about it, so give me Iowa now.
Will
Iowa's gonna be that's crossing the
don't
line.
Don't you not fade? I mean,
but Illinois is a tough team to fade. They've won 7 of their last 8, 7-1 ATS in that span. And but well, no, Iowa also pretty hot though too. 1-6-8.
And the way Illinois plays defense is what I was gonna. That was gonna be my handicap because Iowa can't. They don't play at the same level defensively. But I do think that that's some clipboard material there. Give me the Hawkeyes clipboard. At home.
What?
Yeah,
we got a bulletin board.
Wait. Clipboard. I've been hanging out with CJ Sullivan too long.
That's right? True. See,
he's got his clipboard. Bottom line bombs us. Kramer, I assume you're going to also take Iowa.
Yeah, I guess it seems odd, but don't you just take this is close? I mean, if Iowa wins by a point or two, shame on me. Iowa's not losing this game.
I mean, this is when you take Iowa.
I watch college basketball enough to understand how these games go. Miami heads to Clemson, and like I said, home court seems more important this year than it has in recent memory. Maybe we're back to normal all the way, Colby. Clemson laying a point and a half. Will the horseshoe continue to be squarely up their ass?
No, we were on Boston College beating them, and Boston College did beat them. Brevin Galloway's balls exploded.
That's right.
He's not going to be healthy for this game, and Miami's going to exploit that. I don't know, but
well, I mean, all right. So, you know, I can't imagine it's something you come back from quickly. If your balls erupted,
hypothetically,
we're thinking. I mean. This isn't a tape it up and get in there, you know.
Yeah,
they're moving around. There's no way to stabilize that.
Miami's been a little
situation.
Questionable on the road this year. They did lose to Georgia Tech in Atlanta, who's terrible. But this is like for first place potentially.
Yeah,
here.
But Clemson's.
I'm going Hurricane. The fact Nigel Pack, you know, the way you went off against Virginia Tech. I mean, the NIL money is going to speak for the Hurricane.
Clemson's coming back home. We got to just take the home team here. Don't overthink it, Colby.
No, the guard play. The fact they don't have Galloway, Wong, and Pack, it's too much. It's too much. Long. Give me the Hurricane.
Cox.
Oh, they said Long.
I don't think they go by the Hurricane. They're the Hurricanes, right?
No, I like to call them the Hurricane.
Because it's a duck. It's not like a murderous weather system. Like, why have they not had to change their names?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, all right?
The Hurricanes actually kill people every year.
Yeah.
And it's that isn't that more offensive?
So do sharks. All right.
I'm going to go Miami.
Sharks get a pass.
Plus 1.5.
Vikings raped and pillaged for fucking thousands of years.
That's
right.
True.
They get a pass.
I will say
Vikings weren't known for consent policies. I think they did what they wanted and asked questions later.
Yeah. There's a Viking can everywhere you turn. They get a pass. This thing, man, there's no consistency.
Can I murder you? Yeah. Can I have your consent to rape and pillage your village? Okay, then we're good.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right,
Kramer, what do you got?
Appreciate you.
You're sticking with
first.
Clemson. I'm with Colby. Quack, quack, quack. Well, Miami has a duck.
I would like some more information on why they haven't had to change their name from the Hurricanes. Purdue heads to Indiana. This is the game of the day, I assume. 1 p.m. Out here on the West Coast.
This is a rivalry game. These teams do not like each other.
Is this the best matchup of the day?
I think you could argue there's a game in the Bay Area, and then obviously on Tobacco Road. That
Duke's not good this year. We can't. Come on, Coach K hasn't come out of retirement. That game doesn't matter to me. All right, so Purdue laying a point and a half here. Indiana as a home dog, just not exactly sure. I mean, this is like game of the year type vibes for the
Indiana Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, I mean,
is that how you handicap this?
Well, I think Indiana's good.
And Indiana's coming off a loss against Maryland. Classic look ahead spot towards this game at home against Purdue.
You know what Purdue did to look ahead? They sat down on the head of Penn State, beat them by 20.
Ryan, you don't need to hurt.
I'm just painting the picture.
Xavier Johnson's still up for Indiana, but they've been playing better recently without him. And look, they got a guy named Jordan Geronimo. Mike Leach, friend of the program, wrote a book on Geronimo. Rest in peace. This is just telling us. Give me the Hoosiers at home. This place is gonna be fucking insane. All right.
I always love when Colby clearly his word of day calendar for lit comes through. Indiana.
We need an SGPN jet. I should be at this fucking game.
Indiana top 20 in the three ball as well. 16th in the nation in effective field goal percentage. Purdue is great on the glass, though. Offensive rebounding. Those extra possessions could be the difference. And they shoot the so good at the line, 75% for Purdue. That's what I'm worried about. But this is the Indiana Super Bowl. as you know, I'm a Super Bowl expert. Wearing my Super Bowl shirt. Eagles are in the Super Bowl. Indiana plus one and
should
a half.
Should we be
Super Bowl?
Should we be at all
Super Bowl? Super Bowl. Yeah.
I like this. This is what's great. What I appreciate.
Should we be concerned?
What's up with the Empire State Building being fucking green? Sissies in fucking New York City.
Go
Birds.
What's
happening to your town, dude?
First of all, I'm not from New York.
That doesn't matter. The Giants should own that town. Secondly, what the hell's going on?
Excuse me. Secondly, we had a situation where someone had to be let go. They don't understand social media. These young people. They don't understand what's right and what's wrong. Do we have any concern that there's no one on the Indiana roster taller than 6'9"?
No.
That's how you
beat them. I would imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, don't take it in the paint. You got Edie and their offensive rebound.
Defensing
Edie. You mean blocking out Edie. I think they're going to outshoot him. And I think they can do that because they're good behind the arc. Josh Yoder in the YouTube chat pointing out that Hoosiers have only one win at home in the last 8 years versus Purdue. Whew. So they're due.
Easy to see a tide turn. Trace Jackson Davis has been going for like 30 and 20 every night.
But isn't Indiana the program that of late just chokes in the big moment?
True.
Yeah. Give me Purdue.
Go with your Boilermakers. Boiler up.
Wait,
right?
Hold on. How are we with Matt Painter lately? Oh, wait, it's not March yet. Let's go.
So you're on Purdue, right?
Yeah, Purdue will be a good fade in March.
All right. How about this side bet? If Purdue loses, Ryan has to do a Boilermaker on social media.
Oh, I like that one. I like that one.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to poison me.
There we go.
Just trying to have fun. Come on. All right.
I mean, I guess that's.
And if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, you should have to light your house green.
Oh yeah.
How about that? Just like the Empire State Building, huh?
Go Birds.
Let's go.
Yeah, you honor the Empire State Building.
No, I'm not.
We're getting some light, Sean. What do you say? They could probably pick those up.
I mean, we've never discussed it on air, but I'm not pro Empire State Building. Haven't been for years.
Wow, Ryan. Save the hot takes.
I was always a twin.
You were more of a Sears Tower guy?
I was a Twin Towers guy. But then those fucking terrorists.
I was a Tower 7 guy until our U.S. government blew it up.
Well, it's somewhere. It's with Tupac. I think it's with Tupac somewhere. All right, and Coach Leach now. They're all hanging out together. Texas, they're heading to Kansas State, Manhattan, Kansas, where Texas is laying a point. Texas kind of defying the odds here. Coach gets fired. They just keep chugging along as a college basketball team. I mean, honestly, like there's almost
they're in first place in the Big 12.
There's almost this version of this, like, oh, they don't need a fucking coach. Like, what do we need a fucking coach for? This guy's a fucking asshole. Get him out of here.
Yeah, all of our players are making millions.
Well, I mean, it whatever it takes, they've been making millions at Texas for a while, yeah, for what it's
worth. But they got Tyrese Hunter from Iowa State, and you know, it's paying off right now, but not in Manhattan, Kansas, Little Apple.
Oh boy,
and Sean, you don't have to worry about in the Little Apple. They're not gonna throw up the Kansas colors when they win.
What is the tallest building there? Is it like a
it's like a target?
Ruby Tuesdays with an office on the top?
I'm a fan of Manhattan, Kansas, for what it's worth. Not like these assholes.
They got three stories. The Walgreens is three stories technically.
They're not gonna paint it red and yellow. All right.
Manhattan, Kansas is actually number one in my Manhattan power rankings. I don't know if we've never done a Manhattan power rankings on the show, but
shout out to the chat. Easy with a great as we know, refs are terrorists. Hashtag refs did 9/11. I like that theory. store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Support the war on refs.
No, you take K-State here though, man. Take K-State. They're Kansas coming State off that bad loss.
12-0 at home.
And Jerome Tang has got this team believing. And I actually just think they're better coach, but also I actually think the roster can go toe to toe with Texas here. Keontae Johnson addition has been fucking huge.
Is this a look ahead spot for Texas? They have Kansas on deck on Monday.
Yes, definitely. I think they focus on that beginning of the year.
The only thing I am honestly concerned that Kansas State has a letdown after that game against Kansas.
No, they're going to get back on track. First place is in sight. Texas is in first place. K-State's in second. This is four.
It could also be a revenge spot for Texas Kansas State is the only team to beat Texas in Austin.
Sean, is Jerome Tang?
Just making sure we're getting
Is Jerome Tang?
Jerome loves Tang.
Is Jerome Tang the new Ed Cooley?
Oh, well, no.
Look at he's blushing.
Did you see him? I gotta send you guys some clips. Did you see him at the football game? Like there was a football game in Manhattan, Kansas, where he's with all these like K-State fans. Looks like they've done several Jaeger bombs.
Nice.
He's definitely fantastic.
Did you see the color, the pigment of Colby's face change colors when we just identified this? Give me Texas. I've seen this story before.
I'm fading Kramer. Give me Kansas State.
Why has it got to be about fading?
Pour a tall glass of Tang.
They still sell Tang?
Sure.
Yeah, only the astronauts.
The Deep South got to still have Tang, right? Mm.
I feel like some folks use Tang as a.
I'm actually surprised. I never.
We can get some Tang off Amazon.
Really? We should. I've always.
I wouldn't
wondered.
Mind having some Tang around the office.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Honey,
running a little late. Got to finish my Tang at the office.
Someone's listening to this. Just like, are they talking about pussy?
Well, and you can have. You don't need a.
Order that shit.
I've never mixed it with alcohol too. I feel like Tang and alcohol is supposed to go hand in hand. Right?
A lot of people think you can only have it cold, but actually, some warm Tang. Oh man, that is
heat that thing up.
Oh, that's a delicious. Delicious
microwave.
I prefer my pussy cold. Oh, I mean, sorry, right. my tang cold.
Bit there.
North Carolina. Which you guys are disagreeing with me again? All right, that's fine.
Benedict Dantled says Ryan is your hero.
Oh well, I appreciate that, Benedict.
Classic. Of course, a trainer would love Ryan.
What do you mean?
Well, shots Benedict fired. Dantold's also a trainer.
I don't know about that. His first name's just Benedict. He's paying homage to the great Benedict Dant. North Carolina Duke in Durham, North Carolina. Duke laying 3. Colby thinks this is a big time game.
Oh, do you remember the send off that Hubert Davis, Coach K? This is the final game of the ACC season last year. They have a ceremony afterwards, and that he has to come out to. It was the most awkward fucking ceremony ever because they got destroyed.
Why would you plan it?
His first sentence when he comes out, he goes, "That was an embarrassing performance. It will never happen again." Right. And then it's like the whole crowd's like, huh? And then he's like, but thanks for, it's been a great 35 years or whatever it is. And they have to have been circling this one.
I agree.
John Shire was part of that staff. They've had to be circling.
I agree
this
with
one.
Ryan Mack. Your co-host, Moneyline Mack. This isn't even a top 10 game.
This could have been the game we cut.
We could have cut this
and
game.
It would have been a great game.
Should
pick.
We just cancel it? We don't have to. I didn't make a pick yet.
I do want to pick UNC.
Oh, okay.
I love fading Duke here, Colby. What are you doing?
No, I'm on Duke. They've been waiting all year for this.
You know, Sean talks all this game about wanting to cancel games, and then we get to it, and he's like, "No, his tout instincts are too strong." He's like, "I like this spot for UNC."
UNC's been terrible on the road this year too. Look, they're 2-4.
Both of these teams aren't good. All right, what
Duke 7-0 and making 40% of their threes? I just think
the
UNC's
line is telling
in their
you to
head.
Take Duke.
You think so?
Because I thought Carolina would be favored.
Well, right. But that's what I'm saying. They want you to take Duke. They're tricking you, Colby.
No. I think Duke wins by 10.
Has Duke lost a home game?
Nope.
Yeah. Fuck.
AKA they're due. UNC +3.
I tried to cancel this game, but now you're forcing me to take Duke.
Easy's cracking me up in the chat. Never trust a man named Hubert.
That's true. That's true. I mean, he got bullied a little bit when he was a kid, right? Hubert? Okay. Duke by a million.
Duke fouls a ton. UNC hits their free throws. They get the cover.
I like the. If you believe this is more than just a game, then I think the revenge energy in this building is going to be very, as Colby might say, insane.
Yeah.
Or lit.
You think a Duke fan's ever ate ass before?
Well,
they're out in those tents.
Disgusting act.
They're camping out in the tents before this game for like a weeks.
I think,
you know what I mean?
I think Duke fans go to island that is filled with Tang, if you know what I mean. And they do whatever they want. I assume everyone in this building has been to Epstein Island. It's part of it.
Not in this building, in Cameron Indoor.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's where you go. Part of your Duke orientation is you shoot down to Epstein Island for a couple of days. No offense to an actual Duke alum, but
Duke fans only eat ass.
No, that's definitely not true. They're uptight pussies.
They have to untuck their polo shirt before they eat ass.
No, they put the
when
napkin
Bobby
in.
Hurley got in that car accident.
They have a little handkerchief so they wipe off.
When Bobby Hurley got in that car accident, what do you think he was really doing? All right.
Oh, just he's tucking in his napkin before he eats ass. That's what got, the napkin flew up and got in his. All right. So you're taking UNC. Are you sure? Are you sure about that, Sean? No.
All right. Yeah, I'm 100% sure.
He said 100%. Florida, Kentucky. This was canceled consideration. We're heading to Lexington, Kentucky, laying 3.5. It seems like Calipari is going to stick it out as Kentucky's coach, even though they're a football school now.
How about the Gators? Huge win.
I mean, that's all it takes for me. Fading Florida after that gigantic
100%,
right?
Man. I'm all over Kentucky. Lock it up.
And they got Alabama on Wednesday.
Lock it up.
This is when Kentucky turns out to be like a decent team. This is when they start to turn the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, go back and look. For as much as we joke about Coach Calipari, I feel like a decade ago I was saying like he's underrated as in terms of a coach because he's able to get these freshmen together and some of these teams work and they go on their little run. This team does seem like they're sorting some shit out they've sorted some shit out. And you look at even just their losses over the last month and their tough road spots. So yeah, let's take Kentucky
all day. This is easy money, right?
I don't know.
Straight shooter with upper management written all over it, right?
I love Kentucky.
You should always gamble responsibly, and of course, there's no such thing as a sure bet.
Have you ever been to Coach K Island?
What do they have on there? Well, he's a big gardener, so it's probably a lot of just like
lots of hoes.
Oh, see what you did there, Ryan. Nice work.
Yes, sir. Gonzaga. The last game of the night, 7:30 p.m. on the West Coast.
This might be the game of the night.
Gonzaga, St. Mary's, and boy, have the tables turned in the old WCC. Yeah,
when was the last time Gonzaga was a dog against St. Mary's?
Not that long ago.
Really?
This is a chippy rivalry, man. They've been going back a ways.
They've been short dogs at St. Mary's over the last 5 years, probably.
Just five feels pretty crazy.
Yeah, Colby and I were talking about this was actually a projected number. I can see if there's an actual number out there. But when we were looking at some of the data, we were both kind of like, all right, this number seems a little big.
Yeah, we saw, I think, potential like for eight, and I was like, no, and then it was like five, and we're sitting there like,
why is the number not out?
They played last night. Maybe that has something to do with it.
They do that whole save a couple bucks, 24 hours.
I can tell you this though, five.
Is it going to be weird though when LMU wins the conference tournament and makes it in?
Dude, they fucking blew it last night, man.
They really did. They got destroyed. BYU is such a good matchup for them.
Yeah. Provo. It turns out Leia Pepe might have done too much soaking the night before.
Did Leia Pepe? did he? I mean, that's what I was gonna. Were sins cast? has he done something? Is this team now going to just be horrible? I'd be careful with that one going forward.
Yeah, he did some super soaking. You know what I mean? He might have changed some lights to green or blue. Right?
He lasted this long. I'm impressed.
Look, I'm taking Zags in the points, especially because I think there's a chance this number might be higher than five. I think this is going to be a one or two possession game. I think the Zags know that this is, you know, for first place in the WCC. St. Mary's is currently in first place. I like taking the Zags plus the points here.
Yeah, and I think what we were, I don't know if we finished saying it, but between five and eight is kind of where we think the number is going to come open.
Yeah, and Max saying he sees four and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, shit.
I'm still taking the Zags. I'm still taking the Zags. Like I think maybe at two is where you two and a half maybe where you can see.
You don't think St. Mary's just destroys Gonzaga? No. Yeah. We have a bit of a story.
I think it's a game. I think it's a game down.
Give me St. Mary's. I think St. Mary's is great right now. I love St. Mary's right now. Right. You love teams that Colby, do you not love a team that is prepared for a rock fight?
I always love. I like contrast and styles.
You think Gonzaga is ready for a rock fight?
I think they know this team. I think they know Randy Bennett coach teams.
I think they're going for a rock fight. And by the way, that fucking Pro Bowl shit last night, Thursday night, if you're listening to this,
Derek Carr balled out. That was the Derek Carr.
I'm embarrassed for the NFL.
The Derek Carr revenge game was always in the cards.
They were in like a convention. I'm embarrassed for the NFL. Rob Lowe wasn't there, and I know why. I know why Rob Lowe wasn't there. He was embarrassed too.
He's at NASCAR. He's announcing the fucking NASCAR event in LA.
Is he wearing just the NASCAR logo?
You know that the start your engines thing?
Oh, this guy will just do
Rob Lowe. Just
anything for anyone, huh?
He's gonna wear just the NASCAR hat.
Thought you were a Goodell guy, Rob.
Time for the lock dog and bonus lock. Brought to you by WinBet, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. Kramer, what do you got for the good folks?
I'm going to lock up the last two games we talked about. Actually, I'm not going to lock up St. Mary's at five because Colby got me a little. I'm going to lock up Kentucky at 3.5. I'm going to lock up Duke at 3. A little blue blood parlay. I do think. Bold prediction: Coach K will be in the building.
Yeah,
and that will be what tips the cap.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Right,
I agree.
Let's go. And all right, so for a dog, I'm realizing that I amazingly took mostly favorites.
Who saw that coming?
So for my dog, give me Iowa State.
Okay,
get that small bark, Sean. You got that small bark loaded up.
Nothing wrong with a small dog.
So you got Iowa State plus one. Okay. All right. For me, I really like Kentucky minus 3.5, but the fact that Kramer's on it is definitely troubling. I'm gonna go Iowa minus 2.5, and then I'm gonna take Baylor here minus 8 for some chalk. And
okay, you're gonna come at me and then do that
for the dog. Michigan State. I mean, what are we talking about? On the money line. Let's go,
dog.
Colby, what do you got?
We're locking up Kansas State plus one at home in the Little Apple.
Horrible pick.
Dog, we're going with the Zags, the Bulldogs. All right, no small bark there, Sean. Bonus lock, Kentucky minus the points there against the Gators.
Copying me.
And I want to make sure that we have a deal set on air. That you're gonna, if the Eagles win, you're gonna light your house green.
How would I light my house?
Me and Sean can figure that out. What? Right? It's a very, very simple thing. You get a little sheet. We live in LA, man. You can easily set this thing up.
This is unnecessary.
You got a spotlight.
Do you know how
a spotlight there? You put a little plastic thing of green.
You know how obnoxious Sean's gonna be if the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Sean, we got to get him to do this.
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly.
You see what you did?
Speaking of the birds, time for the Rockin' Robin, our money line round robin. All right, what do we do here? We all like Iowa State. We all like Virginia Tech. They're small. Kramer is on a lot of bad picks. That's the problem. What do we do?
I think we just recommend.
What if we go Baylor and Tennessee?
No, I think we just recommend you parlay the Discord picks.
There's too many. There's five. You can't do a five team round robin, right?
I mean, the fact that you're not on Duke makes it hard because Kentucky and Duke parlayed just feels right.
No, here's what we do. We do Baylor and Tennessee. The home team's gonna destroy you. You mentioned it earlier. This year home teams are you know, whatever you said.
So Baylor, and Tennessee. What else are we putting on?
You just started doing your Sean Connery impression for me.
talks like this. I'm your leprechaun.
Okay. So we got two games in. Do we put a third?
Yeah. I think we go for Iowa. Wait. Yeah. Iowa. Hawkeyes. It's personal.
All right. So Baylor, Tennessee, and Iowa.
You don't want to add in Kentucky? I'm just kidding.
No, yeah, talking to Stossing, Kentucky.
All right,
four teamer. Let's go.
I just did the math. $100 bet on that will pay $9.7 million.
Hey, man, so many free contests going. Download the SGPN app if you're gonna be out in Arizona for the big game. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/big game. Get registered for our live event. Come out, have beer with us, have a couple cocktails, see the show live in person, shake our hands,
have an engaging conversation.
Are you at the convention center doing this or where?
No, this is at the Ainsworth.
Why are you trying to get 11 a.m.
Right? Okay, I'm just curious because. What? you know, they play at that stadium, that shopping mall. Oh, so yeah. I wasn't sure what you guys going to hit the lines and things before
Thursday, Thursday, 11 a.m. It is an indoor podcast. I know Colby's against that.
Yeah.
There's a roof. We're
sorry. Arizona, John. You know what I mean?
We won't be touching grass on that day.
We won't be. All right. And then sportsgamblingpodcast.com/biggame. Get registered for the event there. And then the big game 57 bingo we got going. Again, download the app, hit contest. You can't miss it.
We might have some, we might be coming with some mini helmets. I don't know. You'd have to be there to find out.
Yes. And some free shirts.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, second the money green, and he is Ryan.
Excellent episode, guys.
Kramer, let it ride.